165 Ryan Megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. The net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. still has not done so after a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile station wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening. We're doing all right. Tinkering around here online. As usual, it's even a problem. Just trying to figure it out. And, yeah, not a lot to report. Just working. Pretty much working the entire day today. Did make a trip up to Utica for a bit, and I had to stop and got some ammo. Good deal going on right now. And, yeah, that's about it. So.
Hi, KD2AIT,
back to
Metro. Okay, Jeff. Where did you stop at the Bass Pro Shop or whatever it is down there in Riverside?
Yeah, I stopped there and I stopped at Walmart. Walmart had some pretty good deals on the 28. They had 100 rounds for $20. Usually shoot them off on the feed machine up there at camp. Kids like this, so we picked up a few of them, and then that's so yeah, they had, and they finally had some 22 ammo, which has been a pain in the rear end to get a hold of anymore, but they had a 500 round there for like $23, which is, nowadays isn't even that bad of a deal.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good. I know I tried getting some, longs, I guess. I don't know if you can still get shorts or not, but what I've got doesn't shoot the shorts. But, yeah, that doesn't sound bad at all. It's been a while. I know a few times I was down there, they've been out and had no idea when they were going to get another supply in.
Try getting 223 ammo. That's even more fun. And to get them...
You can get, if you wait long enough, you can usually get some pretty decent deals and stuff. And you can still order them online, you just can't have them shipped to your house. You have to have them shipped to a federal firearms licensed firearms dealer. So, and there's some that'll take deliveries for nothing, you know, especially if you're a good customer of those. KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. Well, good report on that. I've been wanting to get some additional 22s anyway, and maybe a couple of the others, so. Yeah, it's something to consider, and I need to make a trip down towards Utica. Okay, well, thank you for checking in, and 73, you have a good evening. Yeah, we've got George standing by, so we'll pick up on him.
Oh, good evening, Rob, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, fell asleep again, and I just woke up a few minutes ago. We've got a temperature here of 56 degrees. Got the new batteries in both the alkalines in the head end here, and the inside thing with the clock and everything. And on the outside, they put the lithium, pair of new lithium ions in, and now everything's working properly, and I should be able to give you the high and low now after tonight. So, back to that, and tomorrow I got to go up to the hospital, 1 o'clock meeting. The social workers and all over what program or anything, whatever that my mother can go into and whatever. So, I was sitting there in the hospital since the last couple of days of April because of a financial thing on a look back and that scam that we get stuck in. Not exactly fun for sure. So Matt will say God bless and 73s and hope you all have a good day now. M2PS, I'm clear.
Lithium batteries are pretty potent. They got good life, good lifespan with them. And they seem to be a little more heftier on power. Wasn't the terminology I was going to use, but I had this little blank spot right in front of the screen in the middle of my brain, and it just kind of caused a problem there momentarily, but we'll get past that. Okay, well, you have a good evening, 73 and BC2WI. Good evening, Pete, and how are you doing?
Well, I'm going to call it an early night here, I think. I just about got over a sort of double bout of whatever, cold, some kind of thing. I just almost got better the end of last week, towards the end of last week, or middle of last week. Ended up with a late night, long story, but anyway, and I can just feel my head get stuffier and throat getting scratchy, and it took me until yesterday really to feel good. And yesterday I stayed in Lake Pleasant longer than I planned. It was just too nice. I went out in the boat, laid out in the sun on the beach. I went in the water, but I wouldn't exactly call it swimming because I didn't stay in for very long. If I hadn't been, you know, sick, I probably would have gone for a real swim, but I decided, it's just enough to get in there and get cooled off and washed off and that. And came back last night, did a couple things in Boonville, and then a long day running today, so I'm feeling a little, you know, like maybe I should just go to sleep pretty quick here. Other than that, I guess not too much. It was at the Chamber of Commerce annual meeting, and ended up at a real long talk with a guy at the end, and I missed the 25th anniversary celebration at the Town Hall Theater. I guess was at 6:30 or 7. I got over there and everybody was gone, and the movie was movies were on. Oh well. It's still not too cold outside. I got the window shut up tonight. But this morning I had the windows open and the front door open and the fan blowing the hot air into the house. And it's that time of the year. KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean with that. We've been doing the same thing. We have the windows open during the day, let the warm air in, and then close them. Retain it on the porches anyway, you know, and it helps out a lot. Yeah, the water temperature, I think, is dropping pretty rapid. Even though the days are staying fairly warm, it's been great, you know, to have the weather continue. But the water temperature, little by little, is dropping down. I know I put my arm in the water to pick something out yesterday, and wow, I was surprised. I would imagine that's probably dropped at least 10 degrees in the last 2 weeks. So it's cooling. problem relatively quick. Well, I hope you get feeling better or back up to par again where you can do everything you want to do, Pete. That's pretty crappy when these colds and things get a hold of you. Sometimes you just can't seem to shake them or get rid of them. But, you know, maybe you're on the upswing of it and things are going to get better. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening. 73. You know, we'll make another call, see if anyone care to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, I got out and went down by the lake this morning and held a little bit of water out of the rowboat that was in there that I didn't get out yesterday from the rain, and decided to take a little run around the cove and back out again and back to the dock and did a little adjusting on the engine and got it idling a little bit better. So it's doing pretty good. Then this afternoon, we got out on a lake and enjoyed some time out there in the sun. But I'll tell you what, you get the shadow areas. Even during the day, when you're in behind where the sun doesn't get to and that temperature drops down in a hurry, had a thermometer, one of these digitals that I keep in the boat, and well, I'll tell you what, I noticed about a 4 to, if you sat at least for about 5 minutes, you were in the area where you didn't get direct sun, 4 to 6 degree drop until you got back out in the sun again. So that air is cool, and I think coming across the cool water is just making it that much cooler. So that was it for me today, and I got back up and well, we had dinner, did a little bit of barbecue and relaxed a bit and watched some TV. So anyway, that's my sum total of the day. It was a good day. I'll not turn any sunny day down that in the mid to upper 60s or early 70s or whatever, that works out real well. So, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else, pardon me, care to join us. This is N5ALW.
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, comment on the water temperature. Yesterday, when I was up at the lake, I was surprised how "quote unquote" warm the water was. And if you're walking on the beach, you know, up to 6 inches or 12 inches, it really felt pretty warm. And even you know, in wasn't bad. But boy, I put my feet in the Black River today, and holy cow, it's quite a bit colder, which is I'm a little surprised at. But I guess it cools down quicker because you know. Not a deep lake, but I think we're really on the downhill slide now here. If you look at the, you know, the average, the temperatures, they're not even going to get very high during the day. But the lake, Sacandon, was pleasant enough to swim in yesterday. You know, you wouldn't want to be in there for half an hour. But I don't think even this weekend is going to be nearly as nice. KC2WI.
I agree with that, Pete. I think, well, the deeper lakes, I think, retain the temperature a little bit better other than the areas that are spring-fed into the lake. But, boy, you get the shallower lakes and like this one here, and it warms up relatively quick, but it also, on the other side of the seesaw there, it gets cool equally as fast, and you don't have hot days during the day to maintain it or offset the nightfall drop, it gets cold, and it has. It's dropped down quite a bit. So, anyway, yeah, I think you're right. I think we're on the downhill swing with the temps, and I think we've done really well so far. But, you know, it could squeak another 3-4 weeks in, which suit me just fine, with even with the temperature the way it is. So, okay. Well, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KH7Z.
help you out a little bit. So, yeah, I'm glad to glad you checked in with us this evening. Okay, two Zen and Zen, how's things with you?
Well, not too bad. It was a busy day today. My wife and I both had physical therapy, then we did some grocery shopping, and, you know, the usual routine. Did go out for breakfast this morning, which we always enjoy doing. And we got up into the mid-70s, and right now we're about 64 degrees, and it is going to get a little chillier. Yeah, the reason I could, yeah, it's not working too bad tonight if you wait, because there's nobody talking on that repeater. It's just when it's brought up by me or something like that. So, I guess that's about it. 7-3's all around. KA2-0-Z.
Okay, Jack. Well, yeah. I'm glad you checked in with us. Yeah, the temperature is dropping pretty quick. I just checked it here, and it's 56 degrees, so yeah, it's going down. I don't know what the overnight forecast is, but I'm sure it'll probably drop another 3 or 4 by morning. So, but as long as it warms up nice, I think the peak here sometime today was right around 76, looked like, with the one on the back I have. I've got a... It seems to retain that. It's an actual mercury thermometer. And it's pretty doggone accurate. It will give you the high and the low. It's got a little bar that it retains that with. So that works out pretty nice. Got that thing a good number of years ago. And, well, I'll tell you what, it hasn't let us down yet. So. Okay. Well... Are there any other comments, Corey, or late check-ins?
And 2KKL, good evening.
Good evening, Pauline. And 2KKL, how are you doing?
Roger, had a nice day today. Hope you all did, too. Was beautiful. N2KKL.
Absolutely was. I'm glad everyone got to enjoy it, or at least get out in the air and spend some time out there. Get a little bit of vitamin D. D3. I got a kick out of that one. I was told that some years ago. Let the sunshine gives us that. Okay, well, you have a fine evening down in Waterville. You take care. 73. Hope your evening is excellent and your day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service set. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pauline, Jack, Pete, George, and Jeff for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. 73 to all, and those that listened also. And 5AOW clear.
Check in tonight with a loud traffic. All stations are welcome. And please wait till your tail drops on your repeater, maybe a few seconds after that, so I can clear my interference from Rochester. Stations, come in, please. says.
KD2AIT, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
S5AOW, good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX, no traffic.
N2MQP.
Okay. I've got three, and I think I might have missed one. After the tail dropped and everything, they went off, and then a blast of static came in. So anyways, N5AOW, hello Bob. N2WBX, hello Dennis. N2MQP, hello Carol. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Anyone I missed, please try again. Again, wait a few minutes after the tail drops on your repeater. And check in then, please.
This is KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, well, I couldn't hear anyone else, but the other repeater did not, kept coming up with interference on it. So we'll try one more time. Again, I got AOW, WBX, and MQP. Any other stations, please come back again. Let's try it one more time. After your tail drops a few seconds. KA2000.
KD2AIT, last try.
No traffic. Okay. I think I got it right. KD2 India Hotel Charlie. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Again, please wait till the tail drops.
Appreciate it, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2000.